Here we go with boots and salutes in the internet news poll question this morning. Has a service disruption in a health facility impacted you or someone you know in terms of receiving care? 80% say no. Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I've got a huge boot for Carney and his elbows up. Today we just found out that, if you can believe it, they're even going to stoop lower. They're after our veterans for overpayment. These are the people that came back without limbs, and some of them even worse, and now the government says it overpaid them. They've driven this country into so much red that they're digging and scratching for every cent they can. And that's thanks to Carney being Trudeau's advisor for 5 years and the NDP propping them up. Right Wayne Long, he's in charge of the CRA. Tell him how disgusting this is. Can you imagine? If you're not going to stand with our veterans, maybe next time you'll stand in front of them when you really need them. Thank you.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Yes, I want to salute anyone that still uses cash for purchases. Because you know what, people, if you quit using cash, we're going to have currency you'll never be able to afford. It's going to be just on digital, and it'd be a communist, liberal currency. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben, I just wanted to wish everybody at CDAWW and yourself and your wife and your kids Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and all your listeners, please. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye. On. Thanks, Owen. Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Carney and his elite liberals. If you want to see where the country's going, just look at England and France and Germany. That's where he's taking your country. Just nothing but chaos. He wants to break it. That's why the elite put him here. Have a lovely day.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, this is Bill Reed from Porcupine Plain. I would like to salute all those people who bought tickets on my handcrafted sled I made, with all proceeds going to Stars Ambulance. Also, a special thanks to Coral at the town office for making tickets and posters. I raised $550 for Stars. Also, I'd like to thank all those who purchased 50-50 tickets at my Reader Cup Golf Tournament earlier this fall, which I raised $365 for a total of $950.
Wow.
Thank you, everyone.
That's wonderful. Hey, give yourself a pat on the back for the wonderful work you're doing, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. Just a great big salute to that second caller. The guy's right on.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all the snow angels that will be helping their friends, neighbors, and family in this week of snow that we're supposed to be getting. We appreciate it.
We sure do. Right on. Thanks for that. Hi there, boots and salutes.
I want to give a big, big salute to the guy that was mentioning about the veterans. And a boot to these liberals. They gotta go.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Like Scoob, I think I'm on boots and salutes.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I have to salute your first caller. He was 100% right. I, too, heard that. And you know what I did? I emailed Wayne Long this morning. Anybody can get the email for any of these politicians. And I told him how disgusting it is that they're going after the veterans for overpayment that should have been taken care of by the CRA in the first place. But these are our veterans, like the fella said. They've given everything, some even their lives. This is disgusting.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd love to salute your first caller. There's so much truth in that, and a big boot to that Carney government who spends like $235 million giving to the Ukraine and then another $49 million to the Nate just suffering bad here in Canada. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. A big salute to the people at Lakeview Church last Saturday, Friday and Saturday, that put on the big Joy of Vox show at Lakeview Church with about 200 or more people in the choir, and great music, and Christmas Must Be Tonight show. And it was a great show.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the call. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I want to salute that lady that just came on here saying she emailed somebody about something she didn't like. That is the first step in changing the government, not phoning Boots and Salutes and booting the government. Thank you.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a big boot for our previous prime minister and his love affair that we're advertising after what he's done to this country and we're doing this. I think we should give our heads a shake.
Boots and salutes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Boots and salutes.
Blah, 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 the government.
They're multiplying. Hey, Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I have just a great big salute for our hostess on our bus trip yesterday from Nipawin to Doreen. Wonderful, wonderful lady. And we also want to give a salute to our bus driver, Dave. And we just had to worry about nothing, just enjoy the ride, a wonderful banquet, and a wonderful live play performance at the Barn Playhouse there north of Saskatoon, and it was all fantastic. Meal was great and play was great, and we just give big salutes to everyone who goes out to be able to entertain us, and wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
Well, I'm really glad you enjoyed your time. Thanks for the call today.
Yes, and Merry Christmas and a healthy New Year to everyone.
You too. Thank you. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to salute people for phoning in and voicing their concerns. That's how we know what's happening, because people come on and tell you what's happening. Have a great day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot all the complainers, and I'd like to salute the blah, blah guy.
And Boots and Salutes can be our last caller today.
Just wanted to warn everyone on Highway 11 heading south into Saskatoon. There's a Corman Park police officer. He's parked halfway in the left-hand driving lane, halfway in the shoulder, right at the intersection by the Pioneer Grain Elevator. He doesn't have lights or anything going, but he's causing a lot of traffic congestion, and just like to give him a big old boot for parking in the intersection and on the highway without his lights going. He's going to cause an accident, and then someone else is going to be at fault, and it'll never be the police officer to blame. It'll just be everyone else. So just please heads up that he's parked in the driving lane and doesn't have his lights going. So
perfect. Thanks for the call. That'll do it for Boots and Salutes today. When we come back,